This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris, taking you to Vienna today for our Sense of Place series. Vienna is known for classical music, but if you know where to look, you'll find a flourishing indie rock scene too. And one of the most exciting new bands on that scene is called Dives. The trio formed in 2016 when the members met at Austrian Girls Rock Camp and won the XA Music Export Award, a prize that aims to support new bands. That was before they even released their debut album, Teenage Years Are Over, in 2019. This October, their second album, Wanna Take You There, comes out. So here's your chance to get into them before everyone else in North America does. In a minute, you'll hear my conversation with Dives, recorded in front of an audience at FM4, the national public radio station that covers popular music in Austria. But we'll start with a live performance of their song, 100 Times, the first song they wrote for their new album. This is Dives on Sense of Place Vienna on World Cafe.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Performing for a live World Cafe audience in Vienna at Radio FM 4 Studios. That was Dives. I'm Rena Duris. Dives are my guests today. Welcome to World Cafe, Dives.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Great to have you. First things first, let's go around the circle here and have each of you say your full name and the instrument that you play so people can know whose voice is who's on air.
Hi, my name is Victoria Kierner, and I play bass and also I sing.
Hi, I'm Dora de Ruderen. Normally, my name is pronounced in German, but now I'm going for the Dutch way because either way it's not English pronounceable. And I play the drums.
And my name is Tamara Leichtfried and I play guitar and sing.
That song that we just heard 100 times, you start out with the lyric, "All the lonely nights without plans." Was that pandemic related?
Yeah, indeed. it was the first lockdown where we didn't know that it was the first lockdown.
We didn't see each other in like 6 or 7 weeks, and it was the longest time apart for 5 years.
Yeah.
So because everything was, I mean, everybody remembers, I think, the first lockdown for the whole world. It was really, really strict. And everybody was, scared and cautious. And so we really didn't meet for 2 months, I guess.
And we had to find new ways to produce our music. And so we didn't do that before, to produce and record ourselves.
In our living rooms. Because we did everything together in the rehearsal room all the time before.
And so it kind of marks a new era in our writing process. So, 100 times is... also the first song that we wrote for our second album. Which is coming out in October 2022.
Ooh, so we just got a little sneak peek there.
Yeah.
I mean, you said you usually would write in the same room together. Talk about that process a bit. Talk about writing a song and what it was like before you sort of re-examined your process.
Yeah, well, we did a lot of jamming.
Maybe it's important also to say that the reason why we always do it in the rehearsal room or did it in the rehearsal room together was because we met each other at a so-called Pink Noise Camp. It's a camp for young women and non-binary people to just experiment on music, even though they cannot play an instrument. And so this is how we became a band, and two of us couldn't play the instrument they are playing now. So we started with zero skills, and this is how the whole songwriting developed, because we just started to play like the two notes we could play, and then everybody was adding something to it. And of course we evolved very quickly, because just by doing it and playing live we learned a lot, but just this way of writing a song together, it's stuck with us. So
now we still do it together, but we try a different kind of thing. So sometimes one person is starting with some kind of melody or hook line.
Or pre-produced stuff.
So now we are more working like all the other bands do it, I guess.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's easier, but it's different.
Yeah. Well, now you can work under almost any circumstances. If there's a lockdown, you can still write together.
Exactly, we're bulletproof in any case.
What was Vienna like during the lockdown? I mean, this is a city that is known boring. All over the world for music. What did you say, boring?
Yeah, silent and boring, I guess, yeah. Yeah. When you opened the door in the evenings where lockdown was, I think it was from 7 or, I don't know, in the first lockdown, 7 p.m. So everything was silent, and there was a weird... moment. Every time when I opened the window, it was silent. Yeah.
But also, maybe, I don't know how it was in other countries, but in Austria we had the experience we had was that everybody was pretty scared, because also the chancellor we had at that time, he was saying sentences like, everybody will know somebody who died because of COVID. And so, I mean, the whole world didn't know what to expect. And this bit of fear and this silence, it was reflected on the streets also. Mm. But also, I think a very funny moment I will remember like my whole life is, because we in Austria, we had this Sperrstunde, curfew at 10 in the evening. And so... till 10, everybody is in bars. And then because Vienna isn't so big and the city is so small, and then you could like really see all the people of Vienna being on the streets at the same time every night at 10, because everybody was like really going to restaurants or bars till 10.
Yeah.
And it's for weeks, everything you could see like at 10, and you could be sure that you will meet some of your friends somewhere because everybody's using the same metro at the same time. Yeah.
The next song we're going to hear you perform is called Streets, and it does kind of sound like maybe it was, maybe you're talking about things opening back up again. Now, April 2022, what does it feel like being in Vienna? Does it feel like it's open again?
Yeah, I feel like everybody has to adjust a little bit to this new and kind of old, me or you or us, because now we get trying to get used to go back to like concerts and shows and meeting friends and not being afraid of like going out and meeting people. So we're still about to get that feeling back with what we had 2 years ago, 3 years ago almost. Yeah.
Here is Dives live for World Cafe with Streets.
Take me out to a place that's pretty, better be.
Recorded in front of a live audience at FM4 in Vienna for World Cafe, that was Dives. Thanks. You met in 2016 at the, like you said, at the Pink Noise Rock Camp. So you sort of gave us an overview of how that worked. Why did you connect with each other at that camp?
I would say, or we can say that we didn't. It was just the thing that we were all.
It was the urge, the urge of really wanting and having to be in a band.
Yeah, and we lived in Vienna, all three of us.
We were the only ones living in Vienna, and this camp was not in Vienna, so it was a bit of. It made sense that we three get together because maybe we would have the chance to be in a rehearsal room in Vienna again after the camp. So actually, we didn't really like. We completely did not know each other, and maybe we did not connect. Like at love first. At first sight or something. It grew.
Were there like, was there infighting at the beginning?
At the beginning?
No, but I think we definitely were really motivated to just really try this.
Yeah, like, we were so keen on making music together.
We just really wanted to have the possibility to go on and to try this longer than just for this 1 week during this summer camp. So a lot of people there, just a lot of participants just do it for the week, and that's totally fine and great and cool. But we, I think right from the beginning on, we wanted to have this possibility of maybe like doing more and trying out more.
You didn't necessarily play these instruments before, but had you taken music lessons growing up? Did you have experience in music when you were younger?
Yeah, I took piano lessons till I was 15 or something. And then I started to play guitar like bonfire way of playing. Like,
acoustic, sing-along.
Acoustic, sing-along.
Wonderwall.
Wonderwall noises. But then it was not, it was not obvious to switch to the guitar because I was taking some drum lessons, and I wanted to play drums in a band. But then when we started to play together, it was kind of natural that Dora switched to the drums because she's great on the drums, and she was also great on the guitar.
Tamara is also great on the drums.
Everybody's great.
Everyone is great. Okay.
This is so nice. Yeah. Like, you can feel your friendship and the support in this band. I also am very happy that no matter where you go on this earth, if you sit at a campfire, someone's going to play Wonderwall. Yeah. It's amazing. Miles away from Philadelphia, where we make the show, and everybody's still playing the same songs around the campfire. I'm speaking with Dives on World Cafe today in Vienna. You're going to finish off with one of my favorite songs of yours. It's from your debut album. It is called Tomorrow. Tell us about writing this song.
Wow, this song was the process of how we found the song. I say we found the song because it felt like we were, like, you know, meeting each other.
For the first time.
Yeah, the hook, and it was laying somewhere, and we found the song.
But
and
also we as a band.
Yeah, we had some fightings, let's say it like that, and then we got forgiven, forgotten, and then.
And it was hard for us to like find a way because we were so different, and also the music we were listening to at home, it was also very different. So it was really had to find our style with Dives, and I think that this song finally made us get together.
Yeah.
And maybe should I tell the cheesy part of it also?
Yes.
Yeah.
it was the this day I got to know that I finally finished my I studied law actually, and I finished my studies at that day, and I thought that I dubbed the last exam. And when we were at the rehearsal room, there was so bad Wi-Fi, and I went out to check the results, and there it was. I just passed, and everything of 6 years suffering was over in that moment. And I came back in, and I told them, and they were so happy for me.
We were all crying and lying
in each other's arms because they knew that this meant so much to me. And I think this was a very important moment for also Dives to connect with each other, because I wasn't aware that you guys cared so much. And so from that time on, like, our hearts were open and minds were crossed.
And also it was funny because I just thought about it. I had to learn the guitar, the e-guitar. And so a friend of mine showed me two chords. and I was playing like this, the two chords that I've learned, like this one. He learned me that I can play with two strings. And then I looped it, and then I played ba 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 ba. And then I started to sing and it was really like that. I found the song. We found the song and the line, and
yeah, we entered the room. Dora and me, we were like, okay, Dora, let's do that, and just started to play to the song. Like, okay, we're a band now.
And we hardly changed anything. Like, we didn't have to change a lot.
Yeah.
So that was really once in a lifetime songwriting moment, I think.
Yeah.
Take us there right now. Here's Tomorrow from Dives.
Thank you.
it was a special trippy version for you.
Yeah, that was for NPR Radio.
I love that song so, so much. It's Tomorrow. That was Dives. One more time for Dives.
Thank you very much. This is our first time playing in front of an audience in 6 months now.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
so thank you very much for inviting us.
I'm so glad we got to be here for that. It was awesome. Performed live in front of a live World Cafe audience at FM4 in Vienna for World Cafe's Sense of Place. Dives, thank you so much, all of you, for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Once again, thank you to my guests, Dives, as well as FM4 for hosting our Sense of Place Vienna recording sessions, getting video and doing all the sound. And thanks to Austrian Music Export, especially Ariana Fleur Alfreds, for connecting us with bands in various other cool corners of Vienna's music scene. Thanks as well to Sam Earl for mixing that session and to World Cafe senior producer Kimberly Junod for her work on all of it. Go to worldcafe.org for more Sense of Place episodes.